Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Inside the Huddle takes us to many interesting guests. Last week, Lou Holtz joined us for a really fun interview. And some great insight. And Pete, I'm surprising you again this week. Yeah, I told you we might have a surprise guest. And I think
I'm
going like
to start surprising
Hall
you,
of
man.
A famer and a guy that you know well. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the Huddle the one and only Tom Osborne of Nebraska fame and beyond. Wow. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. I know you just got out of church.
Well, that's correct. And I thought anytime I talked to Pete, I thought that I'd try to rush out of church and visit him a little bit.
Pete, have at.
Coach, I got to tell you, I really do appreciate you calling us. And I know Sundays are special days for you. I know you really, really well in that way. And I got together with a couple of your coaches before the game and had a great opportunity to have some chit-chat about things. But what do you think it is about this Husker team this year that they just aren't quite able to get over the hump? They played Michigan State to the wire, Michigan to the wire, Oklahoma. They gave a great. Those are all undefeated football teams. Yesterday was a little bit more of a struggle, but what is it that you see, maybe, Coach, that we're missing right now as far as the Huskers of old?
Well, it's really hard to put a exclamation point or a finger on it, Pete. Number one, I think they've had a little bad luck. And then certainly I do believe that to some degree you make your own luck. And I guess some of it may have been to immaturity. We've got some pretty young guys in the offensive line. Adrian Martinez is a very athletic, very gifted athlete, but he has been scrambling, running for his life a lot. And then occasionally there's just been mental lapses where somebody didn't feel the punt or somebody got the wrong snap count or whatever. Yesterday, the main downfall was they have a first down down around the 2-yard line and don't get it in the end zone. And part of that was we had a running back, freshman kid, who went in there and he took the handoff and partially stumbled and probably would have scored if he had stayed on his feet. And then we missed a field goal from fairly point-blank range. And then quarterback got trapped back in the end zone and threw the ball out of bounds where there was no receiver in the area. So that was a total of about 12 points. And then, of course, the only time Minnesota scored in the second half was we came with an all-out blitz, and once the running back hit the second level, there was nobody left. There was no safety, nobody there, and that was the only score of the second half. But I would say that to their credit, Minnesota was who they are. They played hard. They put in an extra offensive lineman or two, extra tight end. They overloaded people, and they managed to get a good enough running game. Quarterback played really well first half and then threw a couple picks second half, which gave Nebraska a chance. And So it was kind of a game that went back and forth. And unfortunately for Nebraska, there have been a lot of games like that. And I guess along the alibi line, Pete, I would say that that was Nebraska's eighth straight game. And they'd given a tremendous effort against Michigan State, Michigan, 2 weeks before, and really probably deserved to win those two games if you looked at it carefully. And I think their tank was just kind of empty, particularly the first half. But on the other hand, I think Minnesota had a week off, played well, and they won the game. So it's been a difficult season for Nebraska.
The one and only immortal Tom Osborne is our guest. Pete?
Yeah, it's so fun to have you on with us, Coach. It really is. It's outstanding. So is there something about are people okay right now? For instance, what's the temperature for Scott Frost? Because I know that I love the guy. I think he's a great person. I've gotten to know him pretty reasonably well. But what is it? What is the feeling in Nebraska right now? Because as we know, and you established it, you and Coach Devaney before you, Nebraska football was winning football, and it's obviously having a little bit of a difficult time right now. Is the temperature there that that people are okay and they see progress with Scott, or is he a little bit on the hot seat?
Well, I think they certainly saw progress against Oklahoma. We played them pretty much on even terms. Came up one touchdown short, certainly against Michigan State, against Michigan, even though we didn't win the game. And of course, against Northwestern, we played very well and won handily. I think that people felt things were on the upswing. I think this loss to Minnesota, particularly the way we lost, will be seen as somewhat of a step backward. And you know, I think the general feeling is, well, changing coaches may not do a whole lot of good right now, because when you change coaches, you almost always lose a recruiting class, or at least part of it. And and the question is, well, is Scott is he capable? And I think he is very capable. Obviously, he's worked down at UCF, where he was, I think, the only undefeated major college coach in football in his last year there, and ended up somewhere high in the national rankings. And some people thought they deserved a national championship. So he is capable, and I think he's had to change the culture, and I think he's done a good job of making a lot of good changes. And so I think most people, the great majority, are solidly behind him.
Coach, you were pre-Big Ten, of course, when you were in the national championships, and you've watched Nebraska join the Big Ten. How is it different when you become a part of the Big Ten versus what it was?
Well, I think there are a lot of good coaches in the Big Ten, and it's a little different style of football than what the Big 12 is, the Pac-12. Maybe the ACC to some degree, in that a lot of spread offense, a lot of throwing. But in the Big Ten, you're going to see an occasional fullback, and you're going to see two tight ends, and you see people do what Minnesota did yesterday. They'll run the clock down to where they're snapping the ball with only 3, 4, 5 seconds left, and you don't get as many possessions. I think Nebraska probably had about 8 possessions yesterday, instead of 12 or 13, which you might get, where people are throwing the ball more and there are more big plays. And so it's a different style of football. And you have to adore, and there are more big plays. And so it's a different style of football. And you have to adapt to it. And some people have adapted better than others. But it seems like they have to have pretty good physical offensive and defensive lines. That's where it all starts. And of course, you were one of my greatest recruiting failures, Pete, as you know.
And that is too nice.
Never quite gotten over that, but I forgive you. You're a good friend of mine. So, but anyway, it's hard to put a finger on it, but it is a little different style of football in the Big Ten.
Coach, I'd ask you real quick, if I could, about the athletic director. You guys hired a new one not too terribly long ago, one of your old players, Trev Alberts, who, what a great football player he was for many years at college and professional level. But how's he doing so far, in your opinion, as the athletic director at Nebraska?
Well, Trev's a very, very bright guy, and obviously also very articulate. He was, as you know, did a lot of broadcasting for several years, and he's been very experienced at UNO, which is a athletic program up in Omaha, not the size of Nebraska, but certainly a very good training ground, because you don't have the money and the resources. He did a great job up there.
Yeah, hey, Coach, we appreciate it very much, and thanks for getting out, leaving church promptly and not stopping in the coffee line so that you could talk to both of us. But appreciate a legendary perspective from you, and I know what Pete thinks of you. And, Pete, I know you think the world of Coach.
Yep, he and I are going to get a coffee at Laszlo's or somewhere down in the Haymarket one of these days, the next time I'm down there. I look forward to it, Coach. Thank you so much for making the time today.
You bet. No, we're glad you at least sent your daughter to Nebraska.
Some common sense prevailed, you're saying. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Right. That's funny stuff. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the Huddle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.